Hey everyone, in this episode, I'm going to show you how to make money from your content.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world.
Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is the host of the show, your man, Jay Wong, and I am super grateful that each and every single one of you are tuning in. So happy good morning, good night, happy morning. Do people say that? So I wanted to dive into this topic, and I figured the best way to actually do this is actually share with you a bit of a clip of a private AMA that we did in Podcast Your Brand. Now, I know some of you are content creators, some of you are podcasters, and I think that's all great that people are creating more and more content, but what are you training your audience to do? And that's what I really want you to think about as we go through this clip. What are you actually training them to do? What are the habits that you're getting them to receive from you? Let me give you a quick little example. I remember I did a bit of consulting with a couple different business owners. This was a couple years ago, but they came to me. They had massive shows, massive audience, massive email lists. And, you know, I remember one guy who like spoke on TEDx like, you know, 4 or 5 times. And like that was his whole thing. And he had this awesome front end brand. And I know so many of you that maybe you've done trainings with me, you know, we probably just jumped in the deep end for some of you. But he had this great brand on the exterior. And when we were diving into it, he wasn't making any money from it. And in fact, he had a family and he was trying to figure out how he can support them. And he was taking all sorts of, you know, kind of like odd jobs on the back end of things. And I was asking him why. And we came to the realization that what he did by accident was that he trained his audience to get value from him, but to never give him anything. They never saw him as a trainer. They never saw him as a business. They never saw him as someone that they would ever, you know, transact with or get a transformation from. And, you know, I think that's a very important case study for you to learn from. So take a listen to this clip and try to think about if you're getting into the content game, whether it's about podcasting or YouTube, like what are the basics that you can do? How can you train up your audience so that you are seen as a business and you are seen as a brand? Because ultimately you are, or else why else are you doing this, right? To be able to create a deeper level of impact and to be able to create the income that you want. That, my friends, should be and needs to be your answer because you need both. You need currency and legacy. You need currency to create legacy. And to get to the legacy you want, you need as much help, resources, currency, community. You need it all. And I hope you have the mindset of getting all of it. And hopefully this is a little bit of a piece of puzzle for you. So I won't hold you back any further. Tomorrow we're going to be releasing an episode. Really exciting week. You guys will take a listen to that because I'm going to give a quick update in terms of what's going on for the rest of this week. But until then, enjoy this clip from our private AMA in Podcast Your Brand.
David's question. The biggest wonder I have right now is if it's totally acceptable for me to come right out of the gate and promote relevant affiliate products on the podcast, i.e. one of the guests have several books and I find it relevant to promote on an audio trial and tie that into how listeners can get a free Audible trial and book. Yes. So the short answer is yes. And the long answer is always, always, always have a call to action. Because so, you know where most creators fail? And this goes for everybody at every level, okay? Most creators fail at this because they have no call to action, right? And it's okay sometimes in the beginning when you don't have any products, your call to actions are just social call to actions, right? I'll probably share it in the comments. I'll share it in the comments after, but I made a YouTube video talking about the difference between direct CTAs and social CTAs, okay? And we're going to go through it right now because you guys have to understand the mindset of this is that you are a business, okay? You are the brand, you are the business, all right? And so, yes, you want to drive people and make them aware that you are a business. Now, how do you do that if you don't have any products or services? You start making sure that you have other offers that are warmer, right? In this case, if he's talking to the author, hey, I bought 20 copies of this guy's book. I'd love to give it to you in a contest. I'd love for you to opt in for it, right? You're getting people to start trusting you. And what are they building the habit of? They're building the habit of, I'm listening to this person. I got some value. And then I took action. I listened, I consumed some content. I got some value. I took action. Over and over and over and over and over again. And this is one of the things that I accidentally got right. And it's because I had a conversation like this with a coach that was doing 6-7 figures when I was just getting started. And they said, always have a call to action. You know, always have a call to action. And sometimes some of you have opt-ins and you need to create the call to action for it. Some of my opt-ins in the beginning were terrible, like terrible. I had this like ebook that I wrote, which was my first opt-in. I wrote it in like a couple weekends, so it wasn't amazing. It was just like a story, right? It was just like a little bio story, and it had like a framework to it. And I wonder if I still have it. I think I do. But it was called Become Fearless, right? And opt-ins for it was not amazing. It was not amazing. So, you know, you got to just start testing things out, right? It goes back to that earlier point. You got to get into the game and you got to start just creating opt-ins, testing to see if it works. That's why you shouldn't invest a lot in the front end to see if it works, because you don't even know what works right now. You don't know what converts for your audience, right? So if you don't know, you got to start putting offers out there. The great thing about Audible is that all of you right now can do it. In fact, if you guys want to test it out, I think you can go to audibletrial.com/changemaker. I think, I'm pretty sure. That is still up there. audibletrial.com/changemaker. I'm pulling it up just for myself, just to see. And yes, it says your first audiobook for free, right? And so that's how you would frame it. You know, hey, I did something for you for free. All you got to do is go over here and claim it, right? And if you like Audible, if you're not even on it, they're just going to charge you $15 a month. They're going to give you one free book every single month. But the first month is on me. You know, we created this deal with Audible. Look, most people don't know about affiliate deals. Most people, they just don't know about offers. They don't know about getting in the game. They don't know about some of these things. So they actually think, like, I remember people like, oh my God, how did you get this like partnership with Audible? It's like, I just registered. I just signed up. And so, you know, that's the thing, David. I would encourage you to think about wherever your show, whatever the companies that are complementary to your show, right? Try to get affiliate deals with them, you know? That's why I never, I got reached out one time. This guy reached out from a company, might have heard of it. It was called GoDaddy. Who here has heard of GoDaddy? And they reached out to me and they said, hey, we'd love to sponsor your podcast. And I said, awesome, you know? And at the time I wasn't even making any money or nothing serious, anything. Or yeah, like I don't even know where I was at the time, but I remember thinking to myself, is this a good fit for my audience? Like, does this actually make sense for the people that are listening to me? It might make a little more sense now because we talk so much more about online marketing, building your business, building your brand that way. But back then, it certainly did not make sense because a lot of my, I started really in the personal development niche. And you know, it just evolved from there. And so I said no to them, even though they wanted to give me money. And I said yes to a company that I reached out to, but because I really loved their products And I love what they were about, which was a company called...
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.